Another Blair, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how we do it inside the Madhouse. About this time, we got your 740 question of the morning. And today, we're talking about social media. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
What we got, Ms. Jessica?
All right. So, Khloe Kardashian, if you follow her on social media and you logged on early on Tuesday morning, you might have been a little confused because her Instagram page had gone private. She had gone private. Now, she found out that her page was private through a fan site. Somebody said it on a fan site, and she logged on. She said, I was on my Explorer page, and I saw your post. She said, I have no idea how or why my page is private. I didn't even know. I don't even know how to do that. Thanks for posting. I'm going to fix it. You know, so hers was a mistake. But a lot of people out here really do have their page set on private. So we're wondering, our 740 question is, why do you put your social media pages on private?
I kind of think I feel like it's an oxymoron. Like, it's social media, so right. Like you want people to see what you got going on, but I guess you don't want a certain number of people to see. So it's kind of like an oxymoron to me. So my page is not private, so I don't have no private page.
It's called social media.
It's like you want to socialize, but I want to socialize privately. I don't know.
Now, my pages are public. However, on my Facebook page, I do have certain restrictions where people cannot post on they can comment on things, but they cannot post on
your timeline.
My timeline.
Right, that's
on
different.
Facebook. They
right.
can't post comments or anything like that. If they do, like, Burpee, you tagged me on something earlier, I have to go and I have to prove it.
Right, right. That's cool.
And the only reason why I have it is because I was getting a lot of crazy, like, really, really crazy things.
Like,
on
they
my
want
page.
they want to do something to you, and they want to show you they types messages.
I was getting like pornographic, all kinds of crazy stuff on my page. So I had to change those settings.
How dare they?
But I feel like if people want to see what you have on your social media page, they'll find a way to do it.
Right.
Even if it's private, if you've blocked them, whatever it is, they're going to find a way to see it.
I want
to.
People going to call up here and say, well, I don't want people stalking me. First of all, calm down.
No, don't get it twisted. There now, are people that, that yes. There are, I mean, that's very
are,
real.
Yeah, there are stalkers. There are people who will look at your stuff. I get it. But sometimes, 9 times out of 10, the people who are talking about, I don't want people stalking me, it might be the old ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend just trying to see what they're doing, and they don't want nothing to do with it no more. So I don't like when people would set their pages on private.
Mm-hmm.
Because number one, I want to see what you look like before I follow you. I want to see your page.
Why you got to see what they look like before you follow?
I want to see your page before I follow you. I want to know if your page is interesting.
Yeah,
if it's interesting enough for me to follow. I tell people all the time, when I'm at shows, people be like, you going to follow back? I said, what do you do on your page? If it's boring, no, I'm not going to follow you.
But your page might be boring. How you know your
page? It might be boring to somebody, but I got followers.
Let me see what Burpee got on this page. Hold on.
It's naked.
Yeah, we want to know. Madhouse Nation. Hit us up on our voicemail.
Lord, Larry. Oh, that's your face.
704-227-8780. Is your social media set to private? And if so, why?
Negligent.
Yo, Chips is on your page with
No, see, it's not. Larry got Bobby Smurda and fishnets on his damn.
That's the Old Town Road remix right there. Burpee, all you got is nothing but
Larry
you
got
doing
too much reading on your page. I don't want to do all this damn reading, Larry.
It's educational.
North Charlotte, damn solidarity. UNNOC.
You're right. You know this neighborhood of Charlotte. You all you got is this shirt, the same shirt you wear, blessed AF shirt, in every damn picture. Every
it's
fourth
the hoodie
picture
or the shirt.
Is that shirt and a Wild and Out shirt.
I support my friends.
Shirts?
I support
do you got
my friends.
Both shirts,
yes,
Burpee.
I got plenty more.
You don't look like you take back.
You know what you can see in Larry's picture? You can see Larry's whole damn body in his business because he's that small.
You can see Burpee's stomach in his business because it takes up the whole square on Instagram. And then you got a picture of a naked wrestling man.
You know what you can't see on Larry's page? You can't see nothing else because his nostrils is the biggest thing.
And guess what? Me and your nostrils are the same size.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.